Mark, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I am so excited to chat with you today. And for listeners who do not know this, Mark lives everyone's dream. Mark lives in Hawaii and remotely manages his rental properties that are not in Hawaii. And so I want to, for those of you out there who really want to learn what it's like to live on an island and also have this passive income, talk to you a little bit about this, your journey, how you got started in real estate, why you decided not to invest in Hawaii. You could have done Airbnbs there and learned a little bit more from you. So I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah. Well, so I'm born and raised in Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm a full-time firefighter for 17 years now. And for me, I definitely was headed down that traditional path of kind of working for a pension, you know, buy a home, and, you know, you just sit on it for 30 years and build wealth that way. And, you know, things happened, you know, things got locked down, and I started to realize how my pension was very risky, kind of relying on that one stream of income. So I started looking at other ways to generate income, passive income. So I started looking out of state. Because as like you mentioned, Hawaii is super expensive. It's very hard to cash flow. And so I started looking for markets that where the numbers made sense and still be able to live in Hawaii. Like you're saying, it's such a beautiful place, beautiful weather, and enjoy that lifestyle, but be able to figure out how to better my future, I guess. So I do invest in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
So let's stop there. Okay. Why Pittsburgh? You can go anywhere in the U.S. Why Pittsburgh? That's like clear the other side of the country.
So for me, I think the biggest thing is connecting or having some connection to that market. So whether it's a family member or you went to college there, but just having some sort of boots on the ground. So I think to me, that's the best way to get into a different market or out-of-state market. And it just so happened one of my friends was investing in Pittsburgh, and he unfortunately made a lot of mistakes in his journey in the beginning. So I felt comfortable starting that way because he kind of laid some groundwork, and I was going to piggyback off of his system, and that's why I invested in Pittsburgh.
Okay, great. Now, I hear this so often for those of you who are looking at other markets that actually becomes a more emotional and personal choice. But what Michael will say is it shouldn't be emotional, right? But just like you, I mean, I was in the same position with my first couple of rentals of in markets where I was emotionally attached because of family members being there or being in my comfort zone. So now that you've done that, would you go to another market where you didn't know anyone on the ground? Or do you feel like any other markets I invest in, I'm going to know a friend or a family member or already have those boots on the ground?
I think coming to these type of events, it makes it super helpful because now I have connections in different markets. I think it would make it a lot easier to get started in a different market. But to me, I'm comfortable in Pittsburgh. So as far as wanting to, somebody just asked me this today, like, would I consider starting in another market? I think there's a lot of work to be put in one market and getting comfortable and building your connections there. So as far as spreading myself too thin, maybe is not what I would look at doing, but I think others might make it work. But for me, it's building that team in one area that works best for me.
Great. What's your goal? Where do you want to be?
I want to be retired from the fire department in 3 years. I mean, people think I'm being crazy for wanting to get out of what a lot of people consider one of the best jobs in the world. But I feel like I've had a great career in the firehouse already, and I just want to focus actually more on the real estate side. So I'm actually also using Hemlane to self-manage some of my properties out of state to kind of have proof of concept as if you can self-manage from 5,000 miles away. And I think Hemlane definitely has bridge that gap of people thinking that you have to have either their property management company or you're going to kind of have to live in that area to self-manage it. So definitely Hemlane has really made it a lot more simple to get systems in place and, you know, collect rent and tenant coordination and leasing. So I think if that's once you get that boots on the ground, though, I think then Hemlane is something you want to look into as far as building your portfolio out.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much for one, using Hemlane and also your story and your journey through it. Walk me through with boots on the ground and thinking about that. You mentioned you have a friend. How do you actually build up your network? So how do you think about contractors and service professionals on the ground? How do you think about keeping a pulse on the market for if you need to purchase another property? How do you do that? Are you using Hemlane? Are you yourself going out and sourcing? Are you going through your network there?
I think it just comes back to building relationships and networking. And I think we talk about it a lot, is just connecting with other investors. And, you know, especially someone in that market is going to, like you're saying, the pulse of that market. So even though I'm 5,000 miles away, I have, you know, social media, and I probably connect with more people in Pittsburgh than I maybe do in Hawaii. And that's just because that's the market I'm in. But these people are, you know, telling me what contractors to avoid, or what property managers are good, or what areas to stay out of. So just being on social media and being able to connect with these different people, I think that's the most important thing on how to, you know, like you're saying, have the pulse of that market that you're investing in.
Yeah. There's a great quote that I love. Geography has never been less important than it is today. And I think that is true, that it's almost, it does not matter where you are, you can connect via Zoom, social media, and then reputation scores are now so prevalent online. Yeah. And you can go to these communities to very quickly, when you search someone's name, figure out how good they are or not. Fantastic. Tell us about what was the most challenging and difficult time in your real estate investing career, and what would be the one piece of advice you'd give to others?
My one piece of advice is to not scale or not get too excited, I think, about the process or the journey. So for me, my story is that I got 14 rentals fairly quickly, maybe in about 16-month time frame.
Whoa, time out. 14 rentals in 16 months. So you were doing a rental a month pretty much.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's kind of my, I guess, claim to fame or story that I try to put out there is I emptied out my retirement accounts. I 1031 out of a condo. And like I talked about, it was cash flow. I was looking at cash flow, and Pittsburgh made a lot of sense. But at the same time, and we talk about it a lot, is, you know, acquiring the asset is kind of that first step only. Becoming a landlord, learning how to manage it, that's all the steps that follow. And by acquiring so many properties in a short time frame, I kind of was trying to learn everything at one time. I was trying to learn how to manage my managers, and then learn how to maybe bookkeep, and then learn about how to, you know, if I was going to set up LLCs and entities. And so now I'm trying to learn not only how to acquire properties and how to deal with property management. I had so many things on my plate. So that's my thing, is no matter how easy the first few may seem, you know, take your time, let them get stabilized, and don't try to grow too quickly. Because I feel like I actually slowed down my progress by going too fast.
Okay. Yeah. So if you were to do it all over again, instead of 14 properties in 16 months, would you do 4 properties, 5 properties? How many?
I think, you know, maybe you do 2 a year at first, kind of let that get situated, get your systems in place. And then from there, you can really see, like, what caught me off guard really a lot too was in Hawaii, you know, we have this beautiful weather. So our maintenance repairs aren't as maybe common as somewhere like Pittsburgh, where there's a lot of older homes.
Yeah.
That really caught me off guard. So even though I did have some reserves, I didn't do a great job in preparing for reserves, and just the older homes and their kind of little more frequent maintenance repairs kind of caught me off guard and actually set me back as far as scaling more. So I think that's part of it too, is, you know, really understanding your market and those little intricacies of like maintenance. So for me, the 2 in the beginning, and I think if I let that kind of get situated and get my systems in place, then I could have moved at a more quality pace and got everything stabilized. And I think that, to me, it's just, once you get your systems in place, you know, don't get caught up in the excitement that things are kind of working for you.
So yeah.
That's my recommendation.
I love it, Mark. Well, I hope everyone else can move to Hawaii as well and get 14 rentals, maybe not as quickly as you, but get 14 rentals as well. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.